Chapter 25, Off to See the Yogi. A few days later, I bought a red and black 58 Ford pickup with running boards and a chrome trim dash that was for sale in the newspaper. It was a classic in great shape, and I knew it could get us to the coast and back. Everything worked and it ran perfectly. I put new tires on it, bought a battery, and was ready to roll. Finally, I was on the road again, in the wind, and free to be me. Just by looking at the pickup, I could almost feel the wind brush my face. I stopped by the Goodwill store, bought an old pair of Levi's, and went over to Penny's for a few of my favorite white t-shirts. That and a jean jacket was all I needed to be an American boy on a roll, with Nicole. We were both excited to make our exit to California. Finally, we'd be alone together. I told everyone I was heading out to the yoga intensive in Santa Cruz. A few days later, I left the ashram right after the morning chanting and picked up Nicole at her parents' house. She was ready with her sheepskin suitcase and a small backpack filled with snacks when I got there. "I almost can't believe it, cause it's happening so fast," she said, while waving to her dad as he stood in the driveway in his robe and slippers, the family dog barking beside him. We headed north up I-25 toward Cheyenne, where we would turn west onto I-80 and drive through Salt Lake City. Then we would head across the Great Salt Lake Basin into Nevada on Highway 6 through Wells, Winnemucca, and Wendover. I knew the road well, and I couldn't wait. But first, we'd spend the night together, our first night together, in the Wasatch Mountains just east of Salt Lake. It would take another day and a half to get to the YMCA camp in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Nicole sat next to me, one hand on my leg and her other hand on the back of my neck. We were thrilled and excited. "This is so far out, cause it just feels so right. I've been dreaming about being with you like this." She took a breath and looked at me with so much love I could feel it all over my body. I got so excited I had to pull off the highway just south of Greeley. I found an empty pullout, moved my hands inside her jacket, wrapped my arms around her, and felt the heat of her body in my hands. "I don't know if we're going to make it to Salt Lake tonight," I said. "We might have to spend the night in Cheyenne." "We can stay here, cause I love you so much I'm drowning." I kissed her sweet lips and held her, pushing the gear shift up into third gear so I'd have more room to pull her close to me. "My God, I am so in love with you, Nicole." "Well, we better get out of here, cause, or check into a motel right now." "Let's catch the wind," I said, letting go of her and turning the truck back into the highway toward Cheyenne. Within a few hours, we were halfway across the open Wyoming plains. By nightfall, we'd found a little motel in the Wasatch Mountains.